Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that could last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he got fired and put out of the house. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was married for 6 years to a man that I didn't even want to be with at first, but he pursued me heavily and I gave in. After he proposed to me, I waited 3 years to marry him, and I guess it was my intuition because I had second thoughts about getting married up until my wedding day. Looking back on things, the signs were there that he was a cheater, but we had sex 3 to 4 times a week, and I was naive enough to think that would satisfy him. Whenever he was in the bathroom, he locked the door, and he'd be in the shower a very long time. His phone was always in his hand or in his pocket, and he stopped wearing his ring and told me he didn't want to damage it at work. But I found out that he's a liar that lies about everything. Here's what happened. He works as a logistics supervisor for a delivery service, and he had a driver that didn't show up. So he had to cover the delivery route himself. And he was driving a company vehicle, and he stopped by a woman's home, and her husband came home and caught them having sex. They got into a fight in the front yard, and the lady called the cops. My husband had weed on him, so he got arrested. I didn't even know he smoked weed. He got fired for having the marijuana in a company vehicle. I went to the jail to bail him out, but I heard what had happened, so I left him there. He got out the next day, and all of his clothes and personal belongings were packed up in his car, and I put the car on the street. I told him to leave and never come back. When I saw him at a divorce mediation, he got so mad that he admitted to having several women on the side. How could he ruin my life like this? Will I ever be able to trust a man again? Please advise. Listen, let me tell you something. You should be thanking God right now that you got out of this mess and that God got you out of this mess. This marriage was a disaster from beginning to end. You said in the letter you didn't want him in the first place. You knew up until your wedding day that this was the wrong thing to do. And you're right, 3 to 4 times a week was putting in work. So please do not blame yourself. Don't blame yourself. Let's face it, your husband was stupid. I mean, you didn't know it at the time it was happening, but he did a lot of stupid stuff. I mean, what gave him the idea that he could do all this and never get caught and then get mad and tell you about it at the divorce mediation to what, make you feel even worse, you know? Well, he did finally get caught, and that was a good thing for you. I will say that again. It was like he wanted you to find out because he really got careless with the marijuana in the company vehicle, with being over this married woman's house. I mean, that was just crazy. It's going to take a little time. You ask if you'll ever be able to trust a man again. It'll take a little time, but I say go on, get out, you know, get back out there and date. If you allow yourself to open up when it comes to the right one and when the right one comes along, you can begin to trust again, but you need to trust yourself first. You said you had second thoughts, and that was an important sign that you missed. So please don't take your bad marriage baggage into your new relationship by complaining, you know, to all the men and comparing all the men to your low-down husband. This time, you know, just be better at believing and acting on those warning signs because they are there. Steve?
He got fired and put out the house. That ain't even what this letter about. This is the worst subject we've ever had. Because this ain't got nothing to do with him getting fired or put out the house. This letter is about something totally different. Ma'am, you was married for 6 years to a man that you didn't even want to be with at first. Well, okay. But he pursued you heavily and you gave in. After he proposed, you waited 3 years to marry him. I guess it was my intuition. Because I had second thoughts about getting married all the way up until my wedding day. Oh, my God. So your 5 alarm fire bells alarm, which is your intuition, has been going off from day one. It went off the entire 3 years, and it continued to ring, ring, ring right up until your wedding day. And you ignored that? I told women a long time ago that intuition is real. See, God gives women intuition. And the reason he gives women intuition, unlike he gives it to men, is because it's women's device that he awarded them to help protect them from the hunter, which is us. So when we come with the hunting, with the bait, the games, the traps, and sometimes the lies, your bells and alarm clock that goes off is called your intuition. It goes off to alert you, danger, danger. Now, if you ignore that, then we have this letter. Look on back on things, the signs was there that he was a cheater. It was all there. We had sex 3-4 times a week. I was naive enough to think that is satisfying. But when I was in the bathroom, he locked the door. He'd be in the shower a long time. His phone was always in his hand, his pocket. He stopped wearing his wedding ring. Told you he didn't want to damage it at work. Wow. Famous people don't have to wear wedding rings. Everybody know we married. Regular people, you got to put that damn ring on. You can't go nowhere talking about you ain't. Because you're going to use that as the lie. When we come back, I'll continue this. This is not an enjoyable letter, though. I want you to know that. This is not an enjoyable letter for you that's listening.
All right,
listening.
Steve.
I'm having a great time, though, reading it.
We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, he got fired and put out of the house. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct
varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he got fired and put out of the house. A title, a subject you don't like.
Yeah, because it has nothing to do with the letter. This letter is about a woman who ignored her intuition. She was with this guy for 6 years, but the whole time he answered the marriage, she thought seconds. She thought about it over and over. She didn't like the idea. He pursued her heavily. For 3 years, he didn't marry her because she just had a feeling about it. Then asked you to marry. She had doubts about this marriage all the way up to the wedding day. Because intuition works, it's God's protective factor that he instilled in all women. It's called women's intuition. You all have it much, much sharper and better than men, and it protects you from the game, the traps, and sometimes the lies. You have to not ignore the intuition. But she said she always knew he was a cheater. The signs were there. They was having sex 3-4 times a week. Thought that was satisfying. But he go in the bathroom, lock the door, be in the shower a long time, phone in his hand, and didn't wear his ring at work, didn't want to damage it. Then she says, but I found out he lies about everything. Here's what happened. He works as a logistics supervisor. This is important. Because if you're a logistics supervisor, that means you should be good at logistics. Mm-hmm. That's what it symbolizes. Let me show you why he ain't got the job no more. Because in the letter it says he got fired and put out the house. And let me tell you why. Because he don't know nothing about no damn logistics. And so here's what happened. He works for a delivery service. A driver didn't show up, so he had to cover the delivery route himself. He was driving a company vehicle, and he stopped, here we go, by a woman's home, and her husband came home and caught them having sex. Where is the logistics in that?
Right, right, Steve.
Dude,
right.
I don't understand you going by another man's house.
Wow.
To have sex with his wife. Man, where your room? Where, well, you got to get control of something. The logistics is off right here. Now, the husband come in and all hell break loose. So guess what? They got into a fight in the front yard. Bro, first of all, you're not leaving that bedroom. Secondly, you're naked. It's hard to fight naked. I'm not giving you time to dress. Ain't none of this here.
Right.
But they fighting so hard in the front yard. I mean, y'all, they bugging so hard. This woman called the police. Let me tell you something. Do you know it take a police at least a few minutes?
Yeah.
Even in the best of neighborhoods, it's a 3 to 5 minute response time. I don't know where they at, but let's just say they in a great neighborhood. Response time is 3 to 5 minutes. 5 minutes of ass woman? That's a long-ass fight, dog.
Wow.
They fighting so hard that the police come, and your husband had weed on him, so he got arrested. I didn't even know he smoked weed. What, do you have COVID? You can't smell?
Oh, goodness.
What is you?
Come on, I mean, would you stop?
You got to be having COVID. How the hell you can't tell somebody been smoking weed? I don't smoke weed, but I know what weed smell like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got fired for having the marijuana in a company vehicle. What? Where's the logistics in this? I went to the jail to bail him out, but I heard what had happened, so I left him there. So you went to jail to bail him. Baby, I got to get out. They found some weed in the car. But you got out there, so you got to ask the police as you offer a bail, what is he being charged with? Disorderly conduct, fighting, domestic violence. What is domestic violence? Well, he was at a woman's house, and her husband came home, and they was fighting in the yard. Why was he fighting my husband? Well, because he came home early and he was over there. My husband is a logistics supervisor. Where's the logistics in this? Well, that's because he ain't got no business as a damn supervisor. He got out the next day and all his clothes and personal belongings were packed in his car, and I put the car on the street. I told him to leave and never come back. When I saw him at the divorce mediation, he got so mad that he admitted to having several women on the side. Where is the logistics in that? Oh. You already in here losing, dog. Now you coming in here to make sure you lose. How could he ruin my life like this? Your life isn't ruined. Your life has been saved.
Right. Thank the Lord.
The breakup is often the blessing. Now you're no longer married to a cheater. Will I ever be able to trust a man again? You won't be able to trust him again, but you can trust a man again. The man that walked in and his wife was having sex, will he be able to trust a woman again? I bet you he will. So after he got arrested and everything and all this here, man, he got fired from his job and all like that. It just, please advise, lady, the breakup is the blessing. You can't trust him again, but you can. But this dude consistently makes stupid mistakes. And now you're away from him and you don't have to be a part of the stupid mistakes. It don't make no sense what he did. He's not a logical thinking person. So he's no longer the logistics supervisor.
Right.
And now you are free. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Go do you.
All right, hit us up on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand coming up next. Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.